This is 1937, August 16. After Holy Communion, I saw the Lord Jesus in all His majesty, and He said to me, "My daughter, during the weeks when you neither saw me nor felt my presence, I was more profoundly united to you than at times when you experience ecstasy. And the faithfulness and fragrance of your prayer have reached me." After these words, my soul became flooded with God's consolation. I did not see Jesus, and there was only one word I could utter, and that was Jesus. And after pronouncing that name, my soul was again filled with light and deeper recollection, which lasted uninterruptedly for 3 days. However, outwardly, I could still carry out my usual duties. So it's a kind of inner consolation. He had a very bad health, so he suffered a lot physically. Spiritually, Jesus gave him all these lights, his presence. But at the same time, she has to go through her cross. My whole being was stirred to its most sacred depths. God's greatness does not frighten me, but makes me happy. By giving Him glory, I myself am lifted up. On seeing His happiness, I myself am made happy, because all that is in Him flows back upon me. So she said, if Jesus is happy, I'm happy. If Jesus feels pleased, she's okay. Although, humanly speaking, not very okay. Only love of Jesus. So it's only she pronounced only one word, Jesus. That her love. I came to know of the condition of a certain soul, and of what in that soul is displeasing to God. I learned it in the following way. I immediately feel pain in my hands, my feet, and my side. In those places where the hands, feet, and side of the Savior were pierced. At the same time, I received knowledge of the soul's condition and of the nature of the sin committed. It's a kind of she understand what happening. I experienced the desire to make reparation to the Lord Jesus in a way which corresponds to the offense. She knows someone's